Sports was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
And good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, but Enjoy Magazine's taking that one. But Trish Clark, Thursday.
Good morning.
My best girl on Thursday.
I just morning. Love Thursday morning.
From 7 to 9.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes 7 to 9:05.
Okay.
my buddy Trish.
And of course, to be here.
And of course, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you today, Bad Mom?
Doing okay.
Got all of our computers replaced?
We are putting them back into service, and big thanks to Ron, the computer guru, for patching them up.
Ron Computer Smith. This guy builds computers and stuff. He's very reasonable in his prices, and Ron's been with us since the beginning. Now, this speaking of computers, though, while Bob's getting ready to dial, is that Bob Belongi and Brenda went to this computer world thing, you know, it's Geek World or whatever it is down in that.
Consumer Electronics.
Yeah, it was Geek World down there. They all have pocket protector. They issue everybody that walks in there a pocket protector. Okay. And they, but the thing about it is then they have a computer building contest. Who can build a computer the fastest? And they give them all the equipment there. Well, Bob enters that contest. He says, you know what, though? They got guys in there that build a computer. I mean, an entire computer that works. In like, what, 15 minutes, Bob?
Something like that. No, the record holder is 6 minutes.
6 minutes for building a computer. Pile of parts to a working computer in 6 minutes, right?
Wow.
So it takes Bob like an hour. But they give him all the parts and all this. So what's Bob do with his computer? He donates it to the Reading School of Arts. And they now have a really super duper, it's red and it's got, you know, racing stripes all over it, computer. At the Reading School of the Arts that Bob Belongi built and was donated by him from his experience there.
Well, yeah, this is the Target Direct PC Race for Charity, and I've been in it a couple of times now, and this benefits nonprofits all across the country, and they invite bloggers and media people and journalists, and I guess I fall somewhere into one of those categories. And we did on behalf of KCNR and Boomer Tech Radio, and I'm happy to do it. And I didn't exactly come in dead last, but it was close. But then they took the computer back and fixed what I did wrong, and now it's been delivered to Reading School of the Arts.
Good for you. Okay, hey, look, let's go to our buddies at Wells Fargo Advisors for our market update with Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets continue their pullback this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 208 points at 15,129, while the Nasdaq's down 58 at 3,610, and the S&P 500's down 23 at 1,662. Oil's up 70 cents at $107.55 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.81%. Gold's down $8.60 at $1,324, while silver's up 2 pennies at $21.81 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. Walmart's down $1.67 at $74.73. Pfizer's down 2 dimes at $28.82. And 3M is down $1.56 at $116.07. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here. You know what? I asked Chris yesterday. I could ask any of them this. I said, well, what about this stock? You know, cause we were talking about how, you know, Harley had, was this. And I said, well, what about something like Ruger? You know, cause they're always talking about they're always talking about how many guns everybody's buying. He says, well, it dropped, you know, this much, you know, a couple of cents. But they are building a new plant in North Carolina. I mean, you can ask them anything. these, you know, the Wells Fargo advisors, and they've got their fingers on it. Give them a call at 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors.
And the weather this morning, it's a crisp 66 degrees out there this morning, sunny and hot with a high near 98. Calm wind becoming south to 5 to 7 miles in the afternoon. It'll be mostly clear with a high around 98 today and 96 on Friday. Warming up a little bit by the end of the week, but going to be good weather throughout the weekend. And the weather is also, as always, is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, and are you?
And tonight is pizza night. Tonight's and, yes, pizza. I think pizza. I'll just have to take a trip up to Inwood.
474-5546 and Somo Vineyards. Okay, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, though, we've got a lot of things to discuss. How's, you know, a couple of things like Private Manning, PFC Manning, you know, he's pleading for leniency now after giving out thousands of our secrets to WikiLeaks. An editorial by the Record Searchlight. I'd like to discuss that because it was a thoughtful editorial by Bruce Ross. I think as he had mentioned yesterday, and we were talking yesterday, that secession has a meaning that people need to address. They need to address this. You know, why is Siskiyou County actually thinking about it? And is it truly spinning your wheels? But I know you've got a lot of thoughts on that. And then the board of, remember the county board here of appeals for buildings and for permits. People are trying to get on the board because they asked for it. And now a lot of strange things seem to be happening. We're going to discuss that one too. But we'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. We are your experienced firearm safety and personal protection instruction company. Whether it's basic or advanced CCW, basic firearm safety training, or in-home private consultation, NorCal Firearms Instruction is your answer to NRA-certified, nationally credentialed training with measurable results. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 or visit us online at norcalfi.com for a complete schedule of our summer classes. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark today. Good morning. 66 degrees going up into the 90s. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And, you know, it's just going to be a good day. Randall Hempling is going to be here at 8. We're going to talk about, he's leaving Shasta Regional. We're going to have the new CEO, but we're going to have...
Retiring.
Yeah, he's retiring. He is retiring, but I don't think he's leaving. But there's a lot of things we want to talk about, especially getting Obamacare. Let me turn it loose here. Trish, and you know this board, and you know, you were a supervisor, a great supervisor for what, 16, 20 years?
16 years.
16 years. As you know, they had a board of appeals that it's been on the books for years, but they haven't had a meeting in well over 20 years. But you're familiar with the Board of Appeals.
I'm familiar with the information that we've been receiving now. We never, as you indicated, had an active Board of Appeals, and it was part of a process that was reappointed on a yearly or bi-yearly basis, and it would come through on the consent calendar, these various and sundry boards, and unless they were specific questions about any one board, it was simply acted on in one motion with the consent calendar.
Say yes, okay. Now, those names probably came from the staff then.
I would assume, given that those appointments were made way before for that particular board.
I understand.
Yeah, the board put them on there eventually. The staff would make those recommendations.
So just to refresh everybody's memory that, of course, this, you know, the Anselmo battle with the county has been going on for 4 years. One of the things the judge said is there has to be, you need to have this Board of Appeals. It's in your charter. You need to have it. So he can go to, you know, to somebody else besides the Board of Supervisors who are, you know, obviously want him.
At this point, he's appealing the administration's, the bureaucracy, the department's recommendation. The board has never, in fact, acted on any of those permits.
On anything. But he
So he's not appealing from the board. He's appealing from the staff.
From the staff. Yeah. And so the Board of Appeal is, that's what it's there for. Though the Board of Supervisors have never used it, it seems like, in well over 20 years. Okay. So they go there. All these people show up. Hundreds of people. Literally hundreds of people, including all the lawyers, which I think are getting paid $750 an hour from the county, were there. And the board, the three guys on the board, show up. And it's quick, you know, after everybody has their public comment. He says, I really don't know what I'm supposed to do here. I don't know what my authority is. So we're going to delay this until we find out more. And there's only three of us. There's supposed to be five.
And it takes three affirmative votes. So if any one of us doesn't like this project, then it's a non-decision.
Which means, and he could say, you know, maybe we do have three votes, but he doesn't know for sure. So why go through all this stuff? Right. Okay. I understand that. It's very smart. Common sense. But he's been on there since 1968.
And he doesn't know what his authority is.
And he didn't. And nobody obviously told him before he walked in there. Nobody sat down with the Board of Appeals and said, this is what you can do. This is what you can't do. Because he didn't know. But then they said, look, we need five members. Who would like to, you know, we invite people to.
They had had a process going where they had an application period that was going to end at a certain point. During that meeting, several people, in fact, indicated they would submit their applications, and I would assume at this point they have several applications at the county.
I believe they do.
More than enough to fill the two vacancies.
Right. One's has to be a construction, and one's at large, a resident at large. Well, people filled it out, and I'm getting emails and phone calls from people. Hey, look, I filled this out, and all of a sudden now we're getting things back saying, well, we need more information. We need more information. So finally they got one yesterday that you have to fill out. I mean, what community projects you're involved with, organization. I don't know if it's about organizations. I haven't looked at it. I've been told about it, but are you here trying to get on the board for some specific reason? I mean, these things, you know, a whole bunch of them that they want the answers back by August 30th. Well, My question then on this, and to Larry Lees and to our Board of Supervisors, is are these the same questions? Are these the same documents that were handed to the original board? Are all these new? Are all of these new pieces of paper that you're sending out to the new, the people that want to be a member of the board? Did the last members of the board fill them out?
So it would appear that if there is not a standard application process, then something's askew at this point.
Yeah.
The three people who are members of that board filled out an application, I'm assuming, to serve, and they have that on file.
I would like to see that application.
I think that would be appropriate.
I would like to see that application.
And I would think that the present applicants for those positions should fill out the same paperwork.
I believe that too, because if you don't, then it becomes, now you're kind of like slow walking this. That you're making more and more and more onto people that are trying to apply, hoping that they are going to back off.
It seems to me it smells a bit like the IRS process that's going on for applications for certain, does it just kind of ring?
It kind of like this is if that's what it is. Now, if indeed the other three people filled out exactly the same paperwork, then I'll say, okay, fine. Hey guys, you got no dog in this fight.
And the other point I think I would query at this point is how about, who appointed those people?
Yeah.
Did the Board of Supervisors have input into appointing those three other people?
The 68? From 1968?
Well, I would want to know that. And well, did they query and make a decision, or did staff appoint those people and then just put them up asking, for the board to
and
appoint?
And if we're asking this question, why isn't the paper asking this question? I mean, they've covered that whole thing. And they talked about it. So why aren't they asking this question? But we can ask it, but we got to take a break. Meanwhile, we have the phone lines filled up, and we'll be right back after these messages.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning. 7:25 in the morning, August the 15th. Hey, you know what? Home Helpers is teaming up to do a hearing screening today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Home Helpers at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Give them a call at 226-8350. This is free. This is a free hearing screening, and you can get a free phone the same day from California Phones. Schedule an appointment right today at Home Helpers, 530-226-8350. That's 226-8350. And, you know, like I said, a lot of things that Sharon and Home Helpers does for you really, really helps people, helps our seniors. And this is just one of the ways they do it, a free hearing screening. Again, 226-8350, Home Helpers. All right, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl and Trish. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
We're peachy.
Say, I understand that the gentleman up there has built that thing for his own personal use. Is that correct?
The chapel, yes.
Yes. And that's the one they're talking about needing a permit for?
Oh, no, I think it's permits for, I think it's almost everything. Even
well, though, almost everything.
I think the restaurant, particular. Parts of the restaurant, parts, I think it's part of the internet.
Part, well,
it's never clear.
It's never clear because they do have an occupancy permit for the winery and restaurant area.
Okay.
Well, what I was thinking about was that chapel up there. You know, if I decided to put a chapel in my front bedroom, would I need a permit?
Yes. If you change the structure of your house, yes.
No, I'm not changing the structure.
Oh, if you
my
just
house.
Wanted to make it in, make a room in your house to be a chapel.
Yeah, build an altar and do whatever people do that do that.
If you're going to have more than 10 people or more than that, I think you probably have to have permits.
Well,
I don't know, Henry. I have no idea. Okay.
If you're just going to have a worship room within your home for your own personal use, probably not. However, if you're going to have people coming in for a service, then certainly you should go through the permit process, recognizing it's my understanding that you can build a church or a chapel in any zoning area in Shasta County.
Well, this is my understanding, too. Over the years, I've dealt with some of this, and it seems to me like he's approaching it from the wrong way. He should approach it on a federal level. From freedom of religion.
I think he did, and what the judge says is that he kicked it back down here to the county here.
But the judge didn't dismiss the case at the federal level.
No.
What he said was that in fact Rivera filed the claim saying they had deprived him of his First Amendment rights, of his right to practice his religion, and the court said this case is not ripe. They have not, in fact, stopped you from building it, and they have not stopped you from going into the church and having mass.
Right. They're just, but
they're trying to, but they really haven't.
Yeah. They, I think they put a red tag on it, right?
Well, they have, but they haven't stopped
it. And he just ignored it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Okay. That's what happened. Hey, Henry, we got other people on.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Henry. Terry, I can know this is going to take longer, so, we're going to probably go past and go into the break and catch it on the other side. But you're one of the people that's applying for one of these spots on the board, right?
Yeah, and also I need to correct Chris, Trish on something. There is no application. When I called Glenda Tracy to ask her how I would apply, she said there is no application. Simply a letter of interest, a little bit about your background, you know, that you're a resident of Shasta County, name and address, and that's it. There is no application. But what I do want to address is two of the points on the last letter they sent out that are very interesting, and you know that these two points could never have been
asked. Okay, I tell you what, We're going to have to wait. We've only got like a minute left before we have to take a break, so we'll catch us on the other side, Terry.
We've
got somebody else had written in and says, look, they said the reason they're requesting more information, they've had so many people, you know, want to be on the board, and that the other people had not had to fill that out. I don't know. I guess the other people had not had to fill that out. I'm not sure how you can change the requirements, but I guess if there is nothing in writing about how you apply for the job, they can, you know, she says, well, there is nothing official. Well, I guess they made something official, and they're going to keep adding to it, I have a feeling. So it would be interesting to have, you know, we'll call Larry Lees. We can't get Larry to come on and talk about it, or whoever's in charge of this, to talk about, okay, this is why we had to do this. Instead of just, you know, we're trying to figure out why. Why is everybody getting all this paperwork now? We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. This is KCNR 1460, the Pulse of Shasta County.
From the Fox Business Network, jobless claims fell by a larger than expected 15,000 last week to 320,000, the lowest level since October of 2007. But the prior week was revised higher by 2,000 to 335,000. Meanwhile, July consumer prices rose 0.2%, matching the estimate, as the cost of goods and services ranging from tobacco to apparel, even food, increased. Without food and energy, the core CPI was still up 0.2%, also matching the estimate. And industrial production stalled in July. The Federal Reserve says output was unchanged last month after rising 0.2% in June. And shares of Walmart are sharply lower after the world's largest retailer reported disappointing second quarter revenue and lowered its full year earnings estimate. Walmart says revenue climbed 2% from last year to $116.95 billion, but that missed the forecast for $118.47 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Cypress or Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Yes, your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford a dealership. They're, you know what, not only do they make great deals for you, then they take care of your vehicles. I mean, right there in the service department is like second to none. Give them a call at 223-2177. They've got something for everybody there. Or go down to 555 Cypress Avenue. You can't miss them. Drive in there and say, get me a car.
Or a truck.
Or a truck. Or an SUV. Redding Crown Motors, our friends down there. Okay, we've got Terry on the line. Terry, we're talking about the Board of Appeals for, construction, or not construction, for,
the Resource Department.
Yeah, for the Resource Department. And that has not met for something 20 years. They met, they only had three of them, they said we need five, so the staff down there said, okay, give us an application. And so, because that was what they required, Terry sent it in, then they started sending more stuff back, so finally it's come back. Is this the last thing, Terry, is a questionnaire?
There's three quick points. First of all, again, there's no application. It was simply a letter of interest. I had asked Glenda Tracy what they required. She said, oh, just a letter of interest, no application. Her words, not mine. On page 2 of this new supplemental candidate questionnaire, they ask, have you ever participated in and or attended a Board of Buildings Appeal meeting, yes or no? Well, if they haven't had one for 22 years, most people would say no. But if you say yes, if yes, describe the meeting, your participation, and your impressions of the meeting. Well, why would that have anything to do with an application? Then down a little further, this is great, you're going to love this one. In order to maintain fairness to all concerned, to your knowledge, is there any pending or expected Board of Appeals business that you may have expressed a personal position on, whether publicly or privately, that might prevent you from participating in that business if appointed by the board, yes or no? If yes, describe the matter and position expressed. So what they're saying is if you went to the one and only Board of Appeals meeting that they had, and maybe you were on the side of one or the other, that basically in fairness now, you may not be able to sit on the board. You would have to be exempt from that board. So if you were on the board, it would go from 5 to 4. This is insane. Now, here's the best part about this whole thing. We videotaped everything. In 34 minutes and 58 seconds into this video, which is quite good, I recommend people go to either 24-Hour Patriots or go to YouTube and look at this video. Mr. Miller, who is the board chairman, expresses this. For clarification, I have been on this board, how, I don't know. The whole room erupts laughing. Since 1968. I thought there were going to be 2-year terms. I found myself being the only person on here. So for years, he was the only board member on something we were supposed to have 5 people on. I'd like to hear the county explain that.
Terry, this is absolutely insane. I said earlier when we were discussing this, this is exactly what the IRS is doing with Tea Party members and conservative groups throughout the United States. How do they think they can get away with handpicking somebody and literally getting rid of everybody that was at that meeting?
Well, not only that, but Carl made a really, really good point in the beginning of this, and that's when he said, you know, is this something that has been passed out to the board members in the past? The answer to that is an obvious no. We don't even have to ask them. I mean, I just read you what Mr. Miller's own statements were on public record and exactly what they said on this application. I mean, it's unbelievable. The first page, they
this is a kangaroo court.
Pardon me?
This is a kangaroo court.
Well, I can't believe you two are saying that, because just because The county is in this battle with Anselmo over millions of dollars.
And that's the only pending case.
And it's, yeah, and the fact it keeps going back and forth in court. And so now they have a board of appeals, which they were ordered to do. That you're saying is that the staff would try to keep people, would try to put people on the board that might be kind of favorable for
the county.
The county. I can't believe you're saying that because there's no proof of that. Maybe they're trying to pick some people that would be,
I mean, in all fairness, they just want people that don't know anything about this case.
Well, frankly, you know what? Here's my thought on this, is that that's what it should be. You should not, people don't know anything, but people able to make a fair decision. I mean, if, you know, packing the court one way or the other is, you know, is not good one way or the other. There should be people on there that understand, you know, their part in this. You've got a construction guy, a financial guy, and you have a one at large and all this. But they should be able to make a fair decision. I mean, nobody is saying this should be any other way, right?
Well, I know you're kind of playing devil's advocate.
This is what I believe. You need to have people on it so it's fair.
But the point is that these people that are going to be appointed, Carl, in fact, can make a fair decision. They want this settled. Anybody in the county who has an interest in this on both sides wants it settled. After both sides have presented their information at a fair hearing, I'm not going to assume that anybody that sat through that other meeting couldn't say maybe Mr. Anselmo was wrong on some places.
That's what I'm saying is.
I think they will make a fair decision.
If somebody said, yes, I was at that last meeting, yeah, I had a point of view, but can you make a fair and objective, judgment? And the answer is yes. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay,
I don't care whose side you're on.
I want a
fair and objective judgment by whoever sits on that board.
But just because you attended that last meeting doesn't include that.
No, it doesn't, because if that's the case, get rid of the first three.
Okay, here's the real deal. This isn't about Mr. Anselmo. This is about the Board of Appeals. Mr. Anselmo is a case. This is about the Board of Appeals. The only people that have ever been put on this board is a licensed architect, engineer, or certified building designer, number one. Number two, a representative of the construction trade union, that's number two, and number three, a licensed building contractor. The only two openings they have, Carl, is a citizen representing the public at large and that representing a financial institution or with a financial background. Those are the two positions that people are applying for, because the other three positions, Carl, would be, in one way, shape, or form, beholden to the Board of Supervisors, because they would have to have dealings with the Board of Supervisors to get permits,
well,
et cetera.
Yeah, but
those were the only three that were ever put on that board. My whole point is about this board having one member since 1968, and about the procedure following. Mr. Anselmo, basically, with some of this, is a moot point. This is all about a procedure, and these guys have had this, didn't really scramble to do what they were supposed to do by their own charter until Mr. Anselmo's case came around.
I'm not saying that none of that, that all of that is true. They haven't had a board of appeals in over 20 years. The bottom line here on this is, and this is what everybody agrees on this, is you want to have a board that's going to give a fair and objective hearing to this case. And if it's trying to be packed one way or the other, that doesn't work for me. And I don't think it works for Trish. It doesn't work for you, Terry. You know what? We want it to be fair.
No, I'm with you, Carl.
Yeah, I know. I know that. But I think some people are going to misunderstand that. Yeah. But the issue is that why are you all getting these things? Are they slow walking it? Are they trying to force people to stop applying? Are you going to stop?
The issue is why the Board of Appeals was never in place correctly. That's the issue. The issue is
absolutely
it was never
right.
in place correctly.
Yes. And why?
And until the court forced them to do it, they would have
That's
you believe.
Right. That's the issue.
They would have you believe that that this is the first time they ever need it, because everybody else in Shasta County has been perfectly happy with the process and the decisions that have been coming out of that bureaucracy.
And we have to take a break. And the City of Reading has about 20. Their Board of Appeals meets like 20 times a month.
They have met 1,000 times in 22 years.
Okay.
City of Reading.
Yeah.
All right. Let's find out.
All right.
Let's just ask somebody. Call your supervisor. Ask them why that is. Who's your supervisor?
Mine?
Never mind. We'll be right back. Never mind. We'll be right back. Carl Watt, Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Limbs Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Are you considering replacing your roof? Installing radiant barrier roof sheathing rejects 95% of the sun's radiant heat, decreasing the amount of heat transferred into your attic, which can reduce your summer cooling costs 5-10%. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It is 7:46 in the morning. It's 66 degrees, going up in the high 90s today. Good morning, August the 15th. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Outstanding coffee at Espresso Joe's, and then walk next door and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we've got somebody else on the phone. Charles, good morning. Charles, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Yes, good morning. Well, it seems like the county might be taking their cue from the IRS's Exempt Organizations Division.
Well, you know, Trish, what Trish said, she said, are they slow walking this stuff to try and get the results they want?
Well, they're making it up as they go along.
Well, that too. Hey, did you see where the woman that was in charge of that, you know, after President Obama said, you know, these people should be, you know, people are going to be punished over this. The woman that was in charge of this was just promoted in the IRS. Is it making her in charge of all these? Anyway.
Well, to quote Jim Nabors, surprise, surprise, surprise.
You know, one of the things that's come up on the chat room is how the information on this and the perhaps discussions that are going on that have something to do with the Brown Act. In a nutshell, the members of an elected body cannot discuss issues that are not agendized if there's more than three of them. And if the staff is getting input from all members of the Board of Supervisors, we might want to know, is the staff just making this up, or are they getting directions from the board about how to stack this?
Well, it sounds to me like they might be getting input from at least one member of the board who is particularly visceral in opposition to all things in Selma.
Really?
But, gee, of all five of them, which one would that not be?
Well, I don't want to name that person's name yet, but...
Do you have proof for that?
Well,
I'm just saying, if you have proof, remember this, we just don't say, unless there's a smoking gun, I don't talk about it because it can hurt people's reputations and all that. But when somebody brings me proof that there is, you know, something in writing or something that says, they're out to get him, I would like to see that. You know, I mean, it's one thing for somebody to say, he's a jerk. But there's something else is to have somebody in an elected position say, we're going to take this guy down and then use the county to do that. Now, unless you see something like that, then calling somebody a jerk. I mean, that just happens anyway.
Well, I didn't want to mention the person's.
Well, don't mention names, but I mean,
I don't want to mention. Well, the only way to find out.
I don't want people
To have an investigation.
Well, you know what, KCNR.
What needs to happen is for all the applicants to let's stop this nonsense of just incrementally demanding more and more information. Gather all the applicants together and in open session interview each one, and then in open session the board discuss the matter, and in open session the board select those persons that they want.
About,
on the Board of Building Appeals.
I think that's a good idea.
An open session.
I think it's a good idea. You interview them all and you say, okay, these eight people have made the cut. You put their names into a hat and you draw out the two.
I'd rather it all be done, in open.
Well, I mean, they do the interviews in open sessions and then they say, look, there's six people here
that
are totally qualified. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take their names. We're going to put it in a hat. We're going to have one of the homeless people laying out on the front street come in. Pull the name out and pull the two names out. There you go. Okay, you got to run, Charles. Thanks. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. The North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, my friends. It's like 7:55 in the morning, August the 15th, 66 degrees out there. It's going to go up in the 90s. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition, in-store deli, and Redding's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. You can get anything there at Orchard Nutrition. You want raw milk, it's there. You want goat's milk, it's there. You want yak's milk? Not sure about that. But they have the most, they have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements. There they are the North State's nutritional experts. Ask them, they're there to help you. Located in that Chevron Square Shopping Center in the back and, at 221 Locust Street, or give them a call, 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition. Okay, Trish Clark is here with me today. Okay, let's talk about something important like secession.
Secession. And I want to, there's a couple of quick points that I really want to make about that. Because one of the things we always talk about when we start talking about separating the North State off in any manner
yeah.
is people say, they start complaining, well, you can't do that because of the water. Well, that isn't an issue because the water's controlled under the Federal Water Project, and that's going to happen whether we're the state of Jefferson or whether the state of California. Doesn't matter. What people fail to understand when they look at this is they say, well, we don't have an economy. And the issue is, if we create a new state, we can start from scratch with a new charter. We can put ourselves in a position where we have rules and regulations that allow for business to thrive. We've got coastline in the area. You've got railway. You could have airport access. You could establish big businesses up here that don't have to live with the rules and regulations that are killing the profit in the state of California.
Bruce Ross had an editorial today, and he said, you know what? People have a right to be upset up here in the North State. They really do, because, and this is what we talked about yesterday, is that the people in Sacramento don't even know, have never even been north of Sacramento, that these assembly and senators have never come up here to see what's going on. We have a right to be upset because they do not have the same values that we have. And because their values are different, they are forcing their values onto us. But what Bruce says is, even with that in mind, how they've destroyed the log and all this, that 70% of the land up in Siskiyou County is feds.
Yes, so, that's true.
And he made the point of that when they, even when the state said, okay, you can log more, these environmental groups out of, I think, Arizona, brought all these lawsuits and are fighting them every step of the way. You know, even though that it's a well thought out plan, they're fighting them. So he says that won't make a difference. What Bruce seems to think is that, you know, you're spinning your wheels on something about secession and you could be using your energy on something else. My opinion on it is you need to bring this to the forefront. You need to have people focused on this, and maybe from all over the nation, that we are getting hammered up here. And if we say we want to secede because the state of California, we are not represented, we can't get a bill out of committee, ask Daly, ask Nielsen, ask Gaines, they can't even get a bill out of committee. Our votes for president don't count.
That's exactly right.
Because it's a winner take all here in this state. And with the supermajority, they can pass things like the fire tax that causes people to have to pay more for fire protection that they're already paying for, because the people in the cities of L.A. could care less.
Take a state like North Dakota and South Dakota back there, and the things they've been able to do with their legislature. They've got all the same lawsuits going, but they've got a court system, and they've got themselves set up where they continue to proceed, fight the lawsuits, and we need to put ourselves in a position where we can make the rules, we can have a legislature that works for us, we can create a state up here that would have the economy
that we
could thrive.
I think you can. I mean, I think you can. The point is, though, is the chances of that happening.
Probably slim and none.
Yeah,
but
and
I
they are.
But I don't think you're spinning think, your wheels to try to make the representation.
Yes, you need
that we
to
need
have,
to change. We need to do something different than we're doing.
We need to have people recognize the fact that we're getting clobbered up here.
And none of our votes count for anything. We have no voice at the state level or at the federal level, and we need to make people aware of that.
Okay, we've answered that question. So. Should the county of Siskiyou continue their secession talk?
I think they should. I think we ought to get involved in it and look at all of the options.
I think you need to have, try to at least shine some light on what's happening here in the state. But then again, I talked to a guy that is very knowledgeable and he said, we were talking about how the Democrats are controlling everything. And he says, well, you know what? That's what they're paid to do. Deliver it for the people that elected them. He said, they don't care about us. They don't have to. They are delivering the bacon, or I should say the pork, to the people that voted for them, and the hell with you Northerners.
Well, and if you take that to a federal level, of course, the conversation that I'm getting a little bit involved and interested in right now is the Constitutional Convention.
You know what? Be careful what you ask for.
I understand.
We'll be right back after these messages. Randall Hempling is here with the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're going to find out what Randall's doing and what he's going to be doing. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Dave Anthony.
America cannot determine the future of Egypt.
But President Obama adds,
we deplore violence against civilians.
Speaking out the day after 525 Egyptians were killed. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Strong words.
The United States strongly condemns the steps that have been taken by Egypt's interim government and security forces.
And action from President Obama. Speaking from his vacation home on Martha's Vineyard, President Obama says the U.S. is canceling a joint military operation with Egypt scheduled for next month.
While we want to sustain our relationship with Egypt, our traditional cooperation cannot continue as usual when civilians are being killed in the streets.
President Obama stopped short of describing the ouster of democratically elected leader Mohamed Morsi as a coup and did not threaten to strip more than $1 billion in annual aid to the Egyptian military. Dave.
And Jared, in Egypt, tears flow and anger rages. Fox News Radio's Kimberly Adams is live in Cairo.
Government buildings, churches, and businesses across Egypt are being attacked by supporters of deposed President Mohamed Morsi today. Near the pyramids in Giza, the headquarters of the local government was set ablaze. This following yesterday's violence here in Cairo, when security forces attacked pro-Morsi sit-ins, killing at least 525 Morsi supporters and injuring thousands. Some here are marching in the streets demanding justice for the victims as the military prepares to enforce a curfew in several parts of the country. Dave?
Kimberly, the day after California's Supreme Court let gay weddings continue, again shooting down the voter-approved gay marriage ban, some gay couples are going to court in New Jersey trying to fight for gay marriage to be legalized in that state. On Wall Street, another sell-off. Despite a drop in first-time jobless claims to a six-year low, the Dow's down 213 points as Walmart's earnings added the worry about consumers spending less. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-373-0947. 1-800-373-0947. That's 1-800-373-0947. 1-800-373-0947.
68 years ago today, Japan surrendered, ending the fighting in World War II.
Japan's emperor expressing his condolences for all who died in the Pacific War. And nearby, at Tokyo's Yasukuni Shrine, mourners releasing white doves, They see the shrine as a kind of Arlington cemetery, but it's also the symbolic resting place of 14 convicted war criminals. So when several Japanese cabinet ministers paid a visit today, South Korea protested, accusing them of glamorizing imperialism. China's government summoned the Japanese ambassador in protest. The Japanese prime minister stayed away from the shrine. Apparently hoping to avoid inflaming tensions, he sent a donation to it instead. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
The Russian lawyer for Edward Snowden says the NSA leaker has been in direct contact with his father over the Internet for the first time since he was granted temporary asylum, though the lawyer says he acted against legal advice. He was very cool at the Olympics, but something has gone very wrong for a skydiver in Europe.
It's gone down as one of the most memorable moments in the history of Olympic ceremonies. Skydivers dressed as the Queen of England and James Bond parachuting into the Olympic Stadium here in London last summer. But just over a year after that spectacle, the skydiver in the James Bond costume has been killed in an accident in Switzerland. Mark Sutton was wing diving, jumping out of a helicopter at almost 11,000 feet wearing a special suit, which almost makes the wearer look like a flying superhero. Police say he crashed into a rocky ridge. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
Hempfest starts today in Seattle for the first time since it became legal to smoke pot in Washington State. So instead of making drug busts, police will be there to help people with the munchies, handing out bags of Doritos. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, on the spot with Linda Bott. And Enjoy Magazine is going to be tonight, but Trish Clark is here with me. But let's start off with our buddy Josh Wiley from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Josh, is there good news from Wall Street?
Well, unfortunately, markets continue their retreat this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 207 points at 15,130, while the Nasdaq's down 58 at 3,610, and the S&P 500's down 22 at 1,662. Oil's up 70 cents at $107.55 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.81%. Gold's down $8.60 at $1,324, while silver's up 2 cents at $21.81 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Walmart's down $1.67 at $74.73, AT&T's down 34 cents at $34.43, and 3M is down $1.55 at $116.07. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here to give us the latest on the market. And I tell you what, they can do it. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. You know, they're local guys, local men and women here, Josh and Susan and Kathy and Chris and Steve, giving you great advice on what's happening on Wall Street. They're down at Park Marina Drive. Again, give them a call, 243-7561. Hey, Trish.
Well, it's currently a little above 66 in the downtown studios. We're going for a high of 98 today, cooling tonight to 65. It's going to be 96 tomorrow, warming up towards Sunday up and towards 100 again. But nice weather in the North State, and the weather, as always, is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards. Tonight is Thursday night and pizza night, and invite everybody to make their reservation because this kind of weather, that's lovely spot up there.
Well, it is. 474-5546. Okay, after you have pizza.
What kind
of pizza do you like up there?
I go between the Anselmo pizza and the vegetarian kind of, it's got,
All right.
Yeah.
But afterwards, when you have pizza on your tummy.
Yes.
How do you sleep?
I sleep on my sleep comfort bed.
Oh, is that right? Your sleep number bed? What's your number?
Well, you know, it depends on the night. I mean, if I've been very active and maybe you've got sore muscles, then maybe you like to tone it down a little bit to maybe 35 or 40. Generally speaking, my number's about 50.
About 50, huh? Well, Linda's 45. I'm around 40. Of course, Elk Killer, right up there at 70. And that's kind of hard because, you know, she watches when we do the adjustment because you can adjust either side of the bed with this technology they have. And I mean it, the dog runs over and watches and sees what's going on because, you know, she feels the bed getting softer.
Before she decides where she's going to sleep.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a big thing. Which side do I sleep on tonight? If I had a big day running or not? But it's like for everybody. Now, you've had yours for what? Over 20 years, right?
Well, about 15 years.
15 years, and it still...
It works perfectly, and it's great.
Well, only Sleep Number has the dual air technology where you can go either side on the bed and you can adjust it on that. And you can find your ideal level of comfort. And they're having the biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattress is now start at $599 and save an incredible 40% on a Labor Day limited edition memory foam mattress set. So head on down to our friends, and they are so professional, and they're just, you know, they're friendly, they know what they're doing, and they will help you. That the our Sleep Number store at the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. It's the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop over there on the left-hand side. They tell them that you heard it here, but just start sleeping well. We have slept so well since we got our bed at Sleep Number. Okay, our guest is Randall Hempling here, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're going to take a break in a couple minutes, but, you know, it's always good seeing you here, Randall.
Well, it's good to be here.
And you know, the thing about it is that you never have to worry about, you know, you never have to try and figure out what Randall, you know, what side Randall is on.
Yeah,
you're pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I try to be.
Yeah, on this. Can you just give us just a little quick soundbite on the secession thing? I mean, when you listen to it, you know, up in Siskiyou County, I mean, what do you think about this?
Well, you know, I think it's an interesting discussion, but I came here from New Mexico, and New Mexico is the most impoverished of all of our states. And the reason that it is so impoverished is that it has so much federal land. So they don't have a tax base there to work from. And that's one of the items that would be an impediment, but I think it's a good idea to get the issues out there and continue pointing out that we are a different part of this state in any way.
I think somebody pointed out to me one time in Arizona, it's only like 12% of the land in Arizona is for sale. The rest of it's federal, reservation, or state. That there's a very, very small percentage in Arizona is for sale. That could have changed.
It's good for hunters.
Great for hunters.
I spent years in Kansas, and I mean, you'd go out and you'd always be afraid that somebody you were poaching. You never knew where you were in terms of being on somebody's land. But when you're on federal land, you can hunt a lot better.
And for years, there was a recognition by the federal government, specifically with legislation that had passed for timber counties and those things where there was a lot of federal land. Unfortunately, over the last few years, they've done away with those arrangements that they'd made with those states. That have extensive federal land, and those states are in trouble.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take a break. Randall Hempling is our guest, the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Of course, Trish Clark is with me. It's Thursday. We'll be right back.
Out in the ocean, at the head of the trail, where are we going? So far away.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Do you have a senior friend or family member with hearing difficulties? California Telephone Access Program offers free phones to qualifying hearing impaired seniors. Home Helpers is hosting a free screening this Thursday from 10 to 2. An audiologist will be on site to evaluate you, and you will receive your free phone that day. This is a local nonprofit event and all are welcome. You simply need an evaluation showing a hearing impairment provided on site, and you will take home your free phone. Schedule your appointment with Home Helpers by calling 226-8350.
Everybody calls us Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. 8:15 in the morning, August the 15th, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Maintenance, repair, installation, they can do it all, and they do it with a smile on their face. They make you feel like a member of the family. I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air and the professionalism that they bring to every job. Give them a call at 221-2642. 221-2642, or check them out at homecomfort.org. Martin and Alliance Heating and Air. I like these guys, and they came over and do really good work. You know what? Somebody just said something. I'm sorry, Randall. Let's go back to Randall, because right now I am so – my jaws are torqued so tight right now for something I just read in the chat room. I just can't hardly even talk about it. So let's talk about Randall Hemplin. How long you been here, buddy?
I've been here getting close to 5 years. Yeah.
You have overseen one of the biggest changes, successful changes, that you've seen in this town.
I've been privileged to work with some really great folks.
You took a hospital that was in bankruptcy.
Yeah, it was bankrupt.
It was bankrupt. It was going to shut down.
Yeah.
You came in with this company. You saved it. How many people work there
now? You keep using the word you. It's
your team.
Yeah, the folks.
Headed by you. Okay, yeah. Here's
the
way
really
I am.
Cool, the real cool thing is... Yeah. When I say I was privileged, my management style is to hire good people and then just get out of the way and try to,
That works for me, too.
You know, they'll walk into my office and say, how can I help you? And I mean that. We ask them to do their job, and then we try to give them all the tools that they need to do it. And the people here so wanted to be successful. They've been through two or three owners with lots of different problems and things, but it was the same basic people who care about this community and care about delivering quality health care. And the company that I work for, primarily Dr. Reddy himself, just says, you guys do quality. I mean, absolute. You will drive quality, and that will take care of everything. Don't cut any corners on quality. And they did. I mean, they've always wanted to do that, so we took the handcuffs off, in effect, and then you've seen what we've been able to do. It's not only not bankrupt. We pay the bills. We don't make a lot of money, but we do pay the bills. But we hit every mark for national quality standards in protecting our patients. So that's that allows me, at the age of 67, soon to be 68. I know I don't look a day over 66, but it's...
I was going to hold for 65.
Right? 65, yeah, because you're 65.
But I look like I'm 55.
You do. You do indeed. Anyway. You know, at least from the...
The parts that count.
The ankle down.
This is disgusting.
Trish, you look like you're 30. Okay, I mean, you know that.
What is this mutual admiration society going on?
Well, you know
on.
What? We stay in shape.
Well, here's the thing is that, you know what, and as all good leaders do, you have good people around you.
Oh, yeah.
Because a good leader has good people around them. But there's somebody that has to make the decisions. And all I'm saying is that we appreciate what you've done. Well, we, the community, appreciate – it's more than just the hospital, Randall. We appreciate what you have done to become part of our community.
Well, it's not well known, but I wanted to get here. I wanted to get to Reading. And I paid most of my own moving expenses to get here. I mean, keep in mind, we don't pay big bucks to folks over there, particularly in leadership. And you know, I cold called Dr. Reddy a little over 4.5 years ago and said, I understand you bought this hospital. I actually called Lex Reddy, who's his brother-in-law, who's the president of the operating company, and said, listen, I understand you bought one of the hospitals in Reading, and I'd sure, you know, be interested if you think there's something I can do up there. Reminding him that I had worked in this area back in the 80s and loved the area. And this is how this company operates. Lex Reddy called me back. It was Wednesday afternoon. He calls me back and says, send me a resume. Send him the resume. Half hour later, he calls me again, and he says, can you meet Dr. Reddy in Reading on Friday to talk to him? I said, sure. So I thought I was coming up here for an interview. When I got here, he announced me as the new CEO. I mean, it's a relationship business because they knew I had actually competed with them in Southern California. We'd fought each other on things, and I had run a competing hospital effectively, they thought. And they thought it would be a good match, and it turned out to be a match made in heaven. I love the community. I love everything
we know
to do here.
Well, we know that. We got to take a break here. But when we come back, let's talk about a few of those things. Let's talk about some of the accomplishments. I know that Shasta Region has been rated in the top 100.
Top 100 hospitals in the country. In cardiovascular.
Yeah, that's right. And plus, there's a lot of other things that you've gotten involved with. And we need to find out, you know, we want to talk about that. We also want to find out what's going on next with Randall. Okay. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies. The possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hi. This is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
From Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, delivered on August 28, 1963. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a desert state, sweltering with the heat of injustice and oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice.
I have a dream that my four children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I'm Ethan Johnson from Grant School.
I'm Isla Chin from Reading School of the Arts.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, 69 degrees out there right now, getting up to 98. You know what? This weekend's going to be hot. And what do you want to do? You want to go out on Lake Shasta, right? You do. So how do you do that? You go down to Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, say, hey, I want to get a houseboat. I want to get a patio boat. I want a ski boat. I want a jet ski. They've got them all, and they've got package deals that's going to fit every budget. Go out and have some great fun. We were out there last week, and I can't say enough about it, about not just the quality of their boats, but the quality of the people that work out there at Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Steve Berry has put together a group of people out there that are outstanding. Randy worked with us on when we, not our Randall here, but Randy worked with us out there on the boat. Can't say enough about him and everybody out there. Holiday Harbor, again, 238-2383, or check out lakeshasta.com, Holiday Harbor. Our guest, Randall Hempling, and we talked about the fact that, he and his team took a hospital that was in bankruptcy, has built it back up so it's one of the top 100 hospitals
yes.
in the United States, plus top one of the top 50 cardiovascular units.
Right.
And how many people do y'all employ out there?
We got about 750 employees, about 560 full-time equivalents at any given time.
Okay. And then one of the other things you do is you are really big on using local businesses here.
Oh yeah.
In support of, and anything from laundry to, gosh, I don't know what, everything? Or?
Yeah, we try as much as we possibly can. It's giving back to the community, and it's, you know, it's the same reason I got involved with the Chamber of Commerce and try to trade locally as best we can.
Well, and that's been a success for you too.
I think so, yeah. I started earlier this year when I made the decision I was going to retire. I just couldn't say anything, and people would ask, are you going to continue your term on different things? And I said, well, I'm getting older, I might retire and this kind of thing, but I knew I was going to retire. But the one thing that I wanted to be sure of, that there was a transition here, and I'm extraordinarily proud of the fact that the company saw fit to continue with Cindy Gordon, who's been the chief nursing officer there for several years. She started as a nurse assistant there 35 years ago and has never left this community. And so she carries that spirit of quality all the way through. She's trusted by the doctors. She knows the community. So it's not going to be one of these shock things when you get a new CEO and what's this person going to be like and how are they going to manage and how's the world going to turn. Nothing is going to change at the hospital in terms of the progress and quality and the like. And that's, I wanted to be sure of that. And Dr. Reddy agreed that Cindy would be the right person in there. We've got a really good CFO, Chief Financial Officer, and so you may have met her. Her name is Becky Levy.
Becky's going to be on the show here soon, and then Cindy is early next month.
Yeah.
So we want to meet everybody new people there.
You'll find Becky to be somebody who wants to get involved in the community as well. She chose to come here to Reading, and we've got a good solid team there to keep things going forward. And then that gives me the comfort level. You hate to leave something and not know what's going to happen. And they have their own ideas about things that probably different from mine, but it's going to be, I mean, it can be, and it's not going to hurt anything. It's not going to be, oh, we have to make this sudden change. You know, that thank God he's gone, now we can change the world. It's going to be a nice, easy transition.
And you know, that's the important thing, because it is such an intricate part of the community.
Right.
It's one of the largest employers. It has such an impact. And so I think it's a relief to the community to know that we're not going through another huge, big change at Shasta Regional. We've got quality leadership going there, and it's just going to continue on and just get better for the community.
Yeah, it's not going to be sold. It's not going to have a change of ownership. It's not going to have any of those traumatic things that occur that people always worry about.
Absolutely. And we certainly have been through that with the community. And what happens in those big employers with our big businesses like that, it has a tremendous ripple effect on the entire community when things are not good.
Particularly in an industry like healthcare. Healthcare administration, hospital administration is not what it used to be. 40 years ago, you just had to be able to play golf and get the doctors to admit to the hospital. Literally. It wasn't that difficult. It's changed dramatically. And will continue to change with the ACA and all the other changes, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, however defined. All of these things are forcing changes, not necessarily bad, not necessarily good, but changes that require a lot of effort and explanation. And everybody's involved. And the dynamics that go on in a hospital are unbelievable. It's everything from worrying about an infection in a room because it wasn't cleaned right, all the way to making sure that surgery's done correct, you bought the right equipment, you've got the right IT systems. And all of that has to be circling in your head all of the time. So you really don't get a lot of rest if you do it. I mean, I've told people that one of the reasons I'm retiring is that I feel like a monkey making love to a skunk.
Is it, wait a minute, hang on for a second. Here. Wait a minute. I want everybody to get this visual, okay? A monkey making love to a skunk.
It's the effect. I don't know whether I've had all I want, but I think I've had about all I can stand. It's a dynamic industry. It's a very rewarding industry, but it is very tiring at times. And so I want to take on aspects of it where you can actually make some changes. And I'm going to be involved in the new partnership health plan.
What is that?
Partnership health plan is the Medi-Cal managed care program. And this, the dynamics of this are just really wonderful. Medi-Cal in this area for years has just been a fee for service, pay the doctors, pay the hospitals, very, very little money. And on a voluntary basis, the hospitals have to take the patients. The doctors do not. So a lot of doctors dropped out. The patients themselves could just go to any doctor. They could just go where they could go, a la carte, different things. No coordination of their care. So the state mandated that rural counties, like some of the urbans, would now have managed care for these people. And in this area, and this is where the beautiful, where Brian Daly and the guys, Daly, did a wonderful job for us in getting our seven counties in this area carved out from the rural area so we could go with what's called a county organized health system. And that was generated right here in Reading. We met for about 3.5 years trying to put this thing together. This, we then grouped up with a group called Partnership Health Plan, which has run a program in the North Bay area for many years, 20 years, to where the money will now come here. The overhead for this thing is only about 4%, unlike Blue Cross and all the others where they take a really large overhead. And the care will be managed for these patients. They'll get a health care home. We'll have all the information. We'll keep them out of the emergency rooms. We'll save money, and they'll get better health care. And I get to participate in that at the board level.
Okay, we're going to take a break. I want to talk a bit more about that when we get back on this. This portion of the show, parts of the show, have been brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. They get their water from their own private springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta Spring Water, give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit them at mountshastaspringwater.com. We'll be right back after the news. Randall Hempling is our guest, Trish Clark and I, on a Thursday here at KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The president speaking out on the violence in Egypt.
This morning we notified the Egyptian government that we are canceling our biannual joint military exercise, which was scheduled for next month.
Speaking from Martha's Vineyard, calling on Egyptian authorities to respect rights of people and on protesters to demonstrate peacefully. Supporters of Egypt's ousted president storming and torching two government buildings a day after more than 500 were confirmed killed in clashes. We're getting more details on the killings of the mother and brother of California teen Hannah Anderson, who'd been abducted by family friend James DiMaggio.
The search warrants say DiMaggio tortured and killed them both, then set the house on fire. It says Christina Anderson's body was found in the garage, face down underneath a tarp.
Christy Walsky with San Diego Fox affiliate KSWB. Fox News. We report, you decide.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi everyone, I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to one. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to one on AM 1460 KCNR.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly. Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
I'm
Guy. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It is 8:34 in the morning. It's 69 degrees. It's going to get up to 98 today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. They don't, you know what? They have ammo. They have guns. They're just like all of us. They're not trying. Do you realize that at Cypress Square Barbershop that you can get a haircut with great prices? I mean, great attitude of the people down there. They volunteered, came down and shaved the heads of 30 policemen who were getting their heads shaved, including Chief Rob Paletti in conjunction and to support one of the members of the police department who's going through cancer treatments. But Tim in DC and the man in black, Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. I can't say enough about them. Veterans always get discounts there. Okay. You know, during our break, we're just having this conversation about the new ammo law that people are telling us about. It's saying is that it's a felony to buy ammo in another state because, you know, you're doing all these things. You just passed the Senate. If you go into Oregon or Idaho or Nevada and you buy ammo, it's a felony when you can buy marijuana legally.
And in the same legislation, they're going to try and make people so that they, if they have drug offenses, they don't go to jail.
Yeah, but if you have a box of 22 ammunition, you do.
You do?
Okay, enough. Randall Hemplin is our guest, CEO, the retiring CEO of Shasta Regional. Yep. We talked about your successor, and she'll be here on the show also. Yep. But you're getting in with a new company here. Not a new company, but it sounds like it's something that's going to be able to help a new program here.
Yeah, I was being named by the county here. It is a publicly controlled group. It's a county organized health system, a partnership health plan. And four of us from this county have been named, and we will be going to meetings there and then here to help manage the care of patients, Medi-Cal patients. And there are going to be more Medi-Cal patients because of the expansion of Medi-Cal. And these people need care, and they've not gotten appropriate care. They get good care when they get care, but most of the time it's emergent. They come into the emergency room, and they're using it as a primary care clinic. The hospitals get paid for that, but they get paid about 4 to 5.5 cents per billed dollar, which means it's bad revenue. You have much more cost than you have revenue, so the hospitals don't gain by this. And the patients don't get the care that they need on a continuing basis.
So no continuity.
Yeah, and the whole idea of this is to coordinate, and you know, it's managed care. It's like Kaiser. If you think of it in a simplistic form. People don't like HMOs, but they love Kaiser. It's an interesting thing because it is an HMO. So you think of this as an HMO type organization where the physicians, however, are not employees. They're contracted, and there are benefits that are now inure to the physicians for doing a good job.
Dean Germano's shop be involved in this?
Absolutely. Dean has been principal in this.
What does Obamacare do then? Because all these people are supposed to have insurance.
Well, no, Obamacare does not take the Obamacare, if calling it, provides the insurance monies for people who are in that gap that are in many cases employed, the unemployed and people who can get Obamacare. The people who get Medi-Cal right now are the impoverished, the single head of household female.
Oh, everybody doesn't get free insurance now?
No, God, no. It's, oh. We have to pay for it. No, it's paid,
we've
it's paid
always
for by the
had
government.
To pay for it. No, we've always had to pay. Yeah, you're a meth head out there. You get insurance. I pay for it. You pay for it.
You get random care paid for by others.
Yeah. That's right. But I thought the whole plan behind this was to take everybody that didn't have insurance.
Eventually. Yeah.
And get them on it. And somehow, I know it's going single payer and our taxes are going to go up to 83%. I know that. But it will. If people don't think that, they think
nothing
I'm
is
lying.
Free.
You think I'm kidding
tax,
about this?
You're
How are you
going to
pay for this? Anyway, okay, going back to this though. This gives a managed care plan to keep people out of the emergency room.
That's right, to keep them awake, okay. to keep them as well as they possibly can. Manage their chronic diseases, diabetics and these kind of people who are not getting the appropriate care, to try to keep them out of the expensive part of the healthcare system. So we helped put that together here, and then I'm privileged to be able, because I'd be retired. I'm not representing the hospital. I'm just a citizen here who has a certain amount of knowledge about healthcare. Dave Kehoe was on our group that helped put this stuff together, and he was one of them that asked me to participate in it. And Dave's done a wonderful job with it too. And of course, the headquarters for this was a kind of an economic development thing too. The headquarters for this for our area is here in Reading, and they're going to hire about 100 people. They've already bought a building. So it's good employment and everything else to help us all.
It being paid for? Is this one of the, it's a state program?
Yeah, this is Medi-Cal. This is the same Medi-Cal that's always existed. So there's no new monies in this.
So,
it's just changing
the
way it's being
done. Doctors that are refusing to take Medi-Cal because they don't pay enough, that's not going to make any difference because you've got contract physicians that'll take care of this.
No, well, some of the same doctors that wouldn't do it are now contracting with it because it is going to pay them appropriately.
Because it's going to pay them appropriately.
It's going to pay them appropriately. It's a what's called capitation. Mm-hmm. Which means, let's say a doctor agrees to take 100 people assigned to them. They're paid a certain amount of money per month to take care of these people. And their immediate reaction is, oh my God, they're going to be in here every Tuesday and they're going to fill up my office. That doesn't work that way. What they usually get are a group of people, one of whom may come in every week. And then there's somebody like me who never goes in unless I'm just,
But you're not a Medi-Cal.
Literally stage 4 cancer. I didn't get any checkups at all until suddenly I had stage 4 cancer and now I've needed a checkup.
You mean a person that wouldn't just go in because you're not a Medi-Cal. So this is for people that don't have money.
Well, but
right?
Yeah, but if you think about any type of managed care program, that's the way they pay the doctors. They pay them a per member per month, just a fee to take care of. It's like a warranty on a car. You know, they pay them a certain amount of money to guarantee that this person is taken care of. So you get, it's the luck of the draw.
Whether they see them or not.
Some people need care. Some people don't. So it's based on averages, but it does work. This group has worked. And the nice thing is the overhead is only about 4%, unlike a lot of others. There's not a lot of administrative costs in there that.
So is the idea, we've got to take a break. Come back. Let's talk about it. Is this a way to pull more people into this program? Is that what everybody wants is to bring more people into the program because
it is a way to manage people who might need to be in the program.
Who are not in the program.
It's not designed.
Now.
Nobody wants to suck people into this type of program. I don't. I don't want to be in this type of program.
Well, don't say nobody.
I'm not saying you, and I'm not saying Trish or me, but they are actively recruiting people for this program, though, right? To get people into it.
They're notifying them that they're going to have to get these healthcare homes. The existing Medi-Cal population.
Okay, what I'm trying to find out is that it's kind of like we want to get. The government wants to get people into this.
Exactly the same way that they're promoting food stamps they're promoting all those other things, trying to make sure they get as many people as they can into that population.
They want to get as many people who are in this need into the program because it will, in this case, it eventually saves money because they don't show up in the emergency room.
And that is the good part.
We'll be right back
after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark and our guest Randall Hempling, who is moving from, from the frying pan, frankly, maybe into a little bit of the fire. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Here's another energy savings tip from Redding Electric Utility, REU. Have you heard of energy vampires? Energy vampires consume energy in your home. A lot of energy, as it turns out. An energy vampire is an electronic device's wasted energy. When turned off or in standby mode, most electronics still consume energy. About 10% of the nation's total energy consumption, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. Enjoy Magazine is coming in, and Trish Clark is here. You know, on Thursdays, Trish is always here with us. And you enjoy this, right?
I absolutely love Thursday morning.
We like having you here, that's for sure. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends there. Competitive prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. And, of course, locally owned, family operated. Shasta Gas Propane, give them a call at 530-365-3793. Our customers are warm friends. I like that. Shasta Gas Propane. Randall Hempelin is our guest. And even though that during the break we rolled around on the floor gouging each other in the eye, as Marines will do occasionally, just, you know, we get up and we shake hands and buy a beer, but we can't agree on everything. But there are some things we can't agree about.
Absolutely.
And we're mostly 99% of the stuff we agree on. One Safe Place.
Yeah, One Safe Place is, you know, that was formerly the Shasta Women's Refuge, and moving it to One Safe Place, which is a combination of the Family Justice Center and the Women's Refuge, has gone very, very well. First of all, in combining them, it saved resources, saved money. It made a single place for people to go for care. And an interesting fact is that since changing it to One Safe Place from the Women's Refuge, the number of clients served has gone up, and the advance or the numbers have grown because men are now utilizing it. It's always served men, but it, you don't think of it that
you
way.
You don't think when you see
but there are men that need help too in abusive situations and don't know what to do or how to manage it, and so the help is available for them as well. Okay. So this is it's extremely important that people get behind what we're doing there. And the key thing is we need to build a new refuge. We absolutely need a new building to protect the clients.
Let's go to the phones. Randy, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, good morning, Colonel, and my lovely friend, Trish. My wife is, since I'm 100%er with the VA, we're She's currently on CHAMP VA, and the VA is talking about moving all of those people to from CHAMP VA to TRICARE. Does that affect y'all down there at the hospital? And
no.
That's just
a payment source. TRICARE basically pays Medicare rates the same as the VA does when they come into the hospital. And keep in mind, the hospital will take anybody that comes in, particularly the emergency room, and we care for them irrespective of their ability to pay. So, TRICARE is just another payer source to a hospital.
Okay. Yeah, I unfortunately had a couple of episodes in the last few months and ended up in your emergency room. And I'll tell you, it was absolutely amazing how the people were calm, even though, you know, they're checking me out at blood pressure problems, and just went about their business. They didn't excite me. They didn't, you know, everything was kind of matter of fact and easy going and checked out thoroughly and released the next morning. It was a great experience, as far as hospital goes, and I hate hospitals.
Yeah, well, so do I, but yeah, thank you. That's what they try to do every day and make everybody's experience like it. It can't always be that way because everybody's different, but glad you had a good experience there.
Yeah, Randy, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks. Appreciate what you're doing for us.
Okay, Randy, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Randy.
And by the way, Randy's wife, Debbie Sprague, wrote a book called Stranger in My Bed about post-traumatic stress and how to deal with that. And
what a marvelous book.
But it is an outstanding book. And my friends, and if you've got anybody that's got post-traumatic stress in their life, and it's not necessarily from combat, it could be almost anything. This is a book to read.
Even if you don't have a personal thing, because I don't personally have anyone that I'm associated with, but there's a lot of those people in our community, and just as a community member, that is the most interesting, excellent read, and everybody in the community needs to read it because it gives you a whole new understanding of what PTSD is in the community and how it's impacting all of us.
It does. Okay.
Great book.
Okay, let's go to Ann. Ann, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Randall.
Good morning.
I wanted to call in and tell Randall about my recent experience having knee surgery at his facility. When I went in the Tuesday before for all of the post-op things, and I was nervous and scared and, you know, not totally sure what to expect. And Jennifer, the nurse that did my pre-op consult, she was so wonderful that when I was done with her, my fears had been eliminated. I was relaxed, and I knew exactly what was going to happen and exactly how everything was going to go, and I felt so much better.
Well, that's great.
And she sent me over to, I had to have some blood drawn, which is always a really difficult thing for me to do. I have hard veins to find. And the gal that was doing that, her name was Sabrina.
Yes.
She was awesome. It was the easiest blood draw I had ever had.
You know, isn't it nice, Randall, to hear people just calling in and saying, hey, I had a great experience at your hospital.
As opposed
to saying, I waited 13 hours.
Yeah, well, it can happen both ways, but we're very pleased with what we've been
doing. Yeah, that was really nice of you to call.
And those people are very representative of what we try to do.
People tend to say when something bad happens, but people don't speak up enough when something good happens. And I just wanted him to know that I had a good experience with, you know, I mean, as good as going in for surgery can be, but I had a very good experience, and everybody was wonderful.
Great. Thank you.
Hey, Ann, thanks a lot.
Hey, before we do anything else, I need to make a shout-out to a person.
Okay.
I'm retiring, and I'm going to get to spend time with my wife for the first time in a dozen years or so. We're going to be able to do some things, and she's been a great support for me here.
She's a great lady. I had cancer. Yes.
And I was isolated with her for 4 months. And she did not smother me in my sleep. She had the opportunity to do that several times. And we're going to have some good times.
She's a great lady.
Yeah.
And you're right. You told me that story where it was just the two of you.
Yeah.
Because of the infection risk.
Well, I couldn't kiss her for four months. Couldn't kiss her. You know, we were in separate areas the whole time and all this, and just separated by Purell literally all over the place. And, you know, she's been a great champion for me, and I appreciate it.
That's super.
That's great.
Yeah, we'll take that shout out. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Randall Hempling's our guest, and Trish Clark and I are here just with our little Method of Madness on Thursdays. We'll be right back.
Do you have a senior friend or family member with hearing difficulties? California Telephone Access Program offers free phones to qualifying hearing impaired seniors. Home Helpers is hosting a free screening this Thursday from 10 to 2. An audiologist will be on site to evaluate you, and you will receive your free phone that day. This is a local nonprofit event, and all are welcome. You simply need an evaluation showing a hearing impairment provided on site, and you will take home your free phone. Schedule your appointment with Home Helpers by calling 226-8350.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand, Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event. Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234. Well, I won't
back. Welcome back down to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, August 15th, 69 degrees out there. It's going to be 98 today. It's, our last segment. I got about 4 minutes left. And this portion is brought to you by Mike Huber and Estate Granite and more. Granite kitchens to bathroom makeovers to forever furniture. And of course, the ultimate lucky smoker, which I have and works just fantastic. In fact, Randall has one of those smokers,
yep,
too.
Yep.
I don't know if you donate it to
hospital. Yeah, I donated it to the hospital. But one of our employees got it.
Well, I tell you what, it works great.
I re-gifted it.
Hey, Mike's our builder, and there's a reason for that. He does great work at good prices. Give him a call, 241-7866, 241-7866, Estate Granite and more. Randall Hemplin is our guest, and this is going to be probably your last time on as the CEO of Shasta Regional, but there's going to be so many other things we're going to be talking about with you. And at One Safe Place.
Yeah, One Safe Place, we want to I'm going to be involved there, and we've got, as I said, we've got to get a new shelter built. And, of course, I'm going to stay on the board of Turtle Bay, because we've got to get that hotel built so we can keep that going forward.
What's the latest on that? You know, this seems to have dropped off the,
So far as I know, it's in with the city and McConnell Foundation, and they're working through whatever issues they have. I think they're picking the appraisers and going to get the appraisals and then move forward appropriately so that we can get that thing done.
So are they going to appraise it the way it is with the lease?
They should appraise it the way legal appraisals are done, irrespective of people's wishes. You know, you'd want it to be.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I'd love it to be $10 million, and McConnell have $10 million and pay the city that, and that way we'd get our streets taken care of, but that ain't gonna happen. You know, you gotta think realistically. You can't change the rules simply because you want it to happen.
Let me ask a question. I mean, and I know that you, I don't know if this is even your purview, but from what I understand, the people that are upset that have talked to me about it, is, you know, because frankly, I've bought lease-held property before, and that's just the way it was.
Right.
Is, and you sold it as lease-held. You know, in Hawaii, that's the way it was. That was the way it was.
Sure.
Now, the thing about this is, can, you know, okay, so they sell it as under leasehold. Can they turn around and then take the lease off it and sell it?
No,
that was, I think that was the one thing I heard.
In the sales agreement, they will put in there that this must be used in perpetuity for the purposes it's presently being used for. So when you put that in the sale, and in the guarantee of the sale, that's the deal. And then that sticks with the property. So it's,
So that answers that question that people may have.
You know, they've got all these fears and things going on that they're just illogical.
Fears, when people take counsel from their fears, then you start hearing some things like you can't buy ammo in another state. I cannot believe that. You know what? That is not going to go away with
me. Carl's mind is preoccupied.
You know what? When I heard that it's a felony to buy ammunition in another state now under this new Senate law, okay, I'm sorry, Randall.
So those are two of the things that I'll be working on. I'm going to get more involved with my Rotary Club. I've been an active member, but I haven't been able to do a lot of things because I've been kind of busy.
Uh-huh.
And then we're doing some stuff with our church and, my wife's on the vestry.
And more importantly, you're going to spend some great time with your wife.
That's
the
best thing.
And don't get so involved that you miss your retirement.
No, I'm good. No,
take time for you and your wife.
Yeah. It'll be things I choose to do in my timeline. And I'll continue to work with the company and probably do a little traveling for them after the first year doing assessments of hospitals and maybe being the turnaround guy for going for a month and make some of the changes and then get back out and come back home.
I'll repeat my statement. Take time for you and your wife.
We will. The first two months are going to be that way. I'm going to spend the first 2 weeks trying to clean up the garage.
Randall Hempling. You know what? A great member of our community and a great friend.
Thank you.
Look forward to continuing to work with you on all those things.
We expect to see you all the time here.
Yeah, going to live a long time.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow, Eric Wittstrom's going to be here being hosting. And he's got a lot of stuff he's going to be talking about in business and economy and all that. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Gonna
stand. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A day after hundreds died in clashes between police and protesters across Egypt, the interim government is now authorizing the use of deadly force for defense. Fox News Radio's Kimberly Adams, live in Cairo.
The authorization to kill people in defense of state institutions here comes after several attacks on government buildings. According to state media, Morsi supporters attacked one in Giza, setting it ablaze. They're angry at yesterday's violent crackdowns on supporters of deposed President Mohamed Morsi. And then in the Sinai Peninsula, at least four soldiers were shot dead by unknown gunmen, and several churches around the country have been torched as well. In other cities like Alexandria, demonstrators marched while mourning the more than 525 people killed by security forces in Cairo suburbs yesterday. Lisa?
Kimberly, President Obama vacationing on Martha's Vineyard met this morning with his national security team.
We appreciate the complexity of the situation. But-